The dictionary defines pain as suffering and hurt. Interest is defined as eagerness, curiosity, and the ability to arouse, and pleasure as delight or satisfaction. It made me think once again of the difference between them and us, the traditional way of selling and the Sandler way. The traditionalist is eager to have his prospect show interest in his product or service, to be curious as to what it can and can't do for him, somehow to arouse the prospect's buying instinct. The traditionalist finds satisfaction in appealing to the prospect's intellect. When people are trying to make a decision, they're doing it in one of two ways. One is to move toward pleasure. The other is to move away from pain. Prospects buy emotionally. They only make decisions intellectually. Now, one of the strongest emotions your prospect experiences is pain. He will do anything it takes to avoid pain. The Sandler graduate's goal is to get his prospect emotionally involved. The Sandler graduate is looking to end the prospect's suffering and hurt. Technically, there are five emotions or buying motives to arouse in your prospect. The first, pain in the present, is the one the Sandler graduate will go after first. The second, pain in the future, or what we call fear, is also a motivator to buy, but not as strong as pain in the present. The third emotion is pleasure in the present, like buying a new boat because it's spring and the water's warm and you've never owned a boat before, and boom, you go out and buy one now. The fourth emotion is pleasure in the future. In order to sell to this emotion, your prospect has to have some kind of track record or conviction with you that you can deliver. A good example of this would be a stockbroker, especially if he or she has made good recommendations to you in the past. The fifth emotion is interest, arousal, or curiosity. The Sandler graduate focuses in on pain and pain alone, and the traditionalist sticks to all the rest, especially the fifth emotion, curiosity and interest. Why do you think for all the years traditionalists have been teaching salesmanship, they opted for satisfying a prospect's eagerness and curiosity? What was their motive? Consciously or unconsciously, by letting the prospect maintain complete control of the selling process, by allowing him to maintain an intellectual mindset, the salesperson was safe. Selling was an arm's-length exercise, no one getting too close, not really delving into the prospect's real need or interest, but just going deep enough to get an order, an exercise in avoiding real pain, real communication, but certainly very safe. Where anyone who could learn the features and benefits of their product or service, a few ways to handle stalls and objections, and armed with a handful of closes could be called a salesperson. At Sandler, we've been willing to break new ground. We are willing to do more than what our traditional colleagues have done and are still doing. We have combined both a new system for selling with an in-depth understanding of people. Because of the training you've received in these two areas, you can confidently move below the surface and uncover a prospect's real pain. Of the five emotions or buying motives, the Sandler graduate is trained to go in and find pain. Pain in the present, right between the eyes. That's it. Because all the other emotions aren't as strong. How far could you go in rooting out the prospect's pain? I'll tell you a story. I had a client who, after many exposures to our training and especially many repetitions in the pain concept, finally started believing in this pain technique. Once he had conviction, he became a pain animal. His production increased 200% in a 3-month period. Then one day he told me how he left a prospect's office order in hand. He was so proud of this particular sale. I asked him why. He told me he finally had, after 90 minutes, cracked through the defense wall this prospect had put up. He felt any clinical psychologist would have been pleased with how he had stripped away the prospect's problem, layer after layer, from intellectual interest to bare bones hurt. Then he told me when he got back to his office, there was a telephone message waiting for him, which in essence said, "Cancel," and "No sense getting back to me." He discovered he had, in fact, done such a good job at uncovering the prospect's pain, he stripped him right off the table, or to be more specific, right off the couch. We're not in the business of, nor are we trained to, and certainly most of us are not qualified to go after pain the way a trained psychologist would. But our prospect does deserve a little more than a sales call which arouses curiosity. The pain concept was certainly never developed in order for you to play a low-budget shrink. If you believe in your expertise, I feel your responsibility is to match your product or service against your prospect's pain. The traditionalist presents his service or product to all prospects in the same way, the notorious planned presentation approach, playing the numbers game, running from prospect to prospect searching for a fit. The focus is on the service or product, not on the prospect. As a Sandler-trained professional, your focus is on the prospect and how you can allow your product or your expertise to gently unfold as the prospect provides the fit. Can you picture that? The traditionalist pushes, and at Sandler, we lay back. The traditionalist tries to take control, and we work at getting the prospect to feel he is in control. The traditionalist must close, and we watch the prospect close himself. The traditionalist must work hard, and we relax. The traditionalist feels pressure throughout the interview, and we have patience. And when successful, the traditionalist must hope the prospect doesn't catch him and his techniques. And at Sandler, we can be comfortable knowing we stayed out of our own way and permitted the prospect to chart his own course within the submarine compartments.